Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Hey.
Oh, we're back?
Hey.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Here's your drink.
Bro, you gotta stop.
It's really neat.
Oh my god.
That's actually
scary. Dude, it's getting so sauce.
It's gotten worse.
And you love it.
It's getting out of hand, dude.
And you love it.
Wow. How you go and from you that to that?
And you love you got a wide range and you love it.
Yasiel Puig still plays baseball in Japan?
I don't know what you just said.
Gassed out.
You guys remember Yasiel Puig? He used to play for the Dodgers.
Nope.
He's like a big Cuban man. I think he's Cuban. He was insane, but he plays in Japan now. I thought you guys would know who that is. He was pretty good in like 2015.
Nope.
In the MLB. Unbelievable.
I'm pretty sure you just made that guy up.
Yasiel Puig, look him up, dude. Look him up.
It sounds like you just sneezed in the middle of saying his own name.
Yasiel Puig. P-U-I-G.
Why do you keep saying please? What do you want?
Por favor. All right, what's the last thing?
What are we doing? What are we eating?
Yeah, what are we doing?
We're not eating.
What are we doing?
Whoa.
We're winging.
Winging. Wing Wednesday.
Wing Wednesday.
Put my wings and my sauce on my pockets.
Wing it up. Who's winging first?
Your wings better be sopping.
I got a soppy wing. Usually saggy.
Let's sip it.
What?
I'm going to sip it.
What?
I'm going to sip the wing.
Whose wing?
Okay, guys. My wing of the week. I fucking hate. And I'll target an audience, generally old people, when you work a service job.
Oh, this again?
Ready? It's not the same.
This is not the first wing that Bob has had about old people. Dude,
I encounter too many. When they complain about a price of something, when they clearly know the price and act as if you can change it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's true about anything.
Dude, that used to happen at fucking ShopRite when I was a cashier. Dude, they're like, $4 for grapes?
When I was six, it was 3 pennies, and I would buy it at the corner store. You told me it's $4 for this pack?
Yeah.
You got a coupon or something?
Is there like a store coupon?
Is there a coupon out for this? I get that fucking all the time. I work with cars, and a lot of the times, parts are specific to vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Lightning McQueen?
So when you tell them they need something. You
just ignored me.
As per brakes, or a lot of times it's brakes because they can be a little pricey. They're like, when I was 22, I would do my own brakes. It would cost me $35. I'm like,
okay.
Well, it's going to be $416.
Oh, that is steep.
They're like, If I could still do it myself, I'd do it. Is there any coupons? No, there's no coupons. You're telling me there's no coupons for brakes and it's $400. There's no coupons.
Is that even a thing?
Do they know how coupons work?
No, dude.
There are coupons.
Really?
For specific
for
things.
Cars and
yeah.
shit.
We send out coupons.
But you don't just get handed here's your bill. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a coupon for it.
Yeah, no, you bring me the coupons. Like your mouth. I don't get coupons for you.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't like your mouth moving when I can't see your eyes.
So
why?
I know this happened all the time. When we worked at the movie theater, it would happen all the time.
I was just going to say that. Because obviously movie theater prices are ridiculous.
They're ridiculous.
It costs like 30 cents to make a large popcorn and they sell it for like $10.
Dude.
And crazy. Now they only sell two sizes. Large is like $9.29.
Wait, recently.
A large is like $9.79 and a small is like $9.29. It's like, no fucking shit, I'm going to spend the extra
50 cents.
And they're like, yes, we got them.
We got them.
It's just like, there's a menu and you clearly see the price. Don't ask me to give you a different price.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting and you knew it was going to be this price when you came.
You asked for it.
Do you have a coupon? No, you bring me the coupons, bro. I don't hand them out.
No free handouts.
Dude.
Fuck old people.
Dude, when I worked at fucking ShopRite, you know how specific the coupons are in like the newspaper and shit. Like you have to buy two of the 8 ounce version of this box that comes in 12 and 16 ounces, you know?
So that makes your job shitty, right?
And then these old people who can barely read text that's on my shirt are trying to read these coupons that are fucking a quarter of the size.
The worst part is they make it so easy at grocery stores. Like literally, if you're in the aisle and you look at the shelf and you read what's on the shelf, they're like, a specific person's job at a grocery store is to put in those fucking coupons.
Yeah.
Or the sales
for the
coupons. Where the price is. Mm-hmm. It tells you.
It's brutal.
And they're like color coded.
Most coupons have an expiration date.
Yeah.
And it's always within like a week or two of when they get sent out. So old people will come through with their stack of coupons that are either all wrong or out of date. And when they don't scan to save their 45 cents on their hamburger helper, it's a whole fucking thing, dude. And you have to get a manager there to override it because you just rather not deal with them. You'd rather just give them their 45 cents and force the coupon through than have to hear them bitch about whatever the fuck, dude. It is sickening.
Yeah.
That's sickening. Sucks.
That's why Target is goated, because
they have
an answer for this. They're just like, oh, you have a problem? Hey, just take these Target bucks. You don't know about that?
I never had a Target buck.
It's not a Target buck, but it's like they give you like a red card, and it's just a coupon that you can only... It's not a coupon, but it's like Target money.
We've gotten those before.
And they give it to you, and it has a certain... Like, you can only put $10 on it unless it's like processing return, mm-hmm. and you can only spend it at Target. And the idea is that like if people have a complaint, just and like you can't do anything about it, just give them like fucking $5 basically, and they'll just shut the fuck up. And it works.
It's
every
$5
time.
To only Target. So
I've
it's
technically
like,
worked at Target for 3 years and never knew that.
Yeah,
I worked at Target today.
It works every fucking time. They're just like, oh shit, okay, yeah, my complaint actually worked.
Wait, did you work at Target?
Yeah, dude, for like a year.
Dude, we always find some sort of coupon on the Target app.
Every time.
Whatever you need. For whatever you're buying, there's probably a coupon for it on the Target app. Yep. It's crazy.
They want you to shop there.
Shout out Target, dude.
Target's a pretty good store.
Being real ones, dude.
Yeah, I love that dog.
Love my discount.
I love dogs.
Spot. His name's Spot.
Oh, dogs are cool. I have two.
Is that your wing?
You don't
know.
You don't have.
You get. It's just a throwback.
Wait.
It's a throwback YouTube song. I guess you guys aren't tapped in enough. I guess.
No, you're just making.
Your screen time's just not high enough.
Dude, are Tums a performance enhancing drug? I just saw 3 things of Tums behind Jimmy Butler.
Damn, that's a lot of Tums.
Breaking news. Jimmy Butler
takes
is taking
Tums.
Drugs.
Breaking news.
Jimmy Butler has acid reflux.
The Heat have tummy aches.
Tell your mother, but don't tell your dog.
Wow. All
right, who's winging? Who's winging next?
Am I winging?
Crab.
After all this talk, I've lost it. No, I'm not going to bring
crab
up the
crab. Is not meat.
Let's talk about the Drake diss. Why not?
I don't know about it, but
I honestly only saw the clip of it on Twitter.
You didn't listen to it?
Was it a whole song?
It's a whole song.
Oh, see, I only saw like a minute clip on Twitter.
It's probably all you needed to hear, though.
The bars are pretty cool. They're pretty good.
It's taking shots at everybody.
Yeah. It's honestly a good diss to everybody.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. There's a lot of good bars. I mean, the beat is whatever, but I mean, he kind of killed it, to be honest.
Said Kendrick wears a size 7 men's.
That was pretty funny. He made fun of the fact that, what's the label?
Interscope?
No, the other label. Well, I guess, yeah.
Top Dog?
Yeah, Top Dog.
He made fun of Interscope. Said Kendrick Lamar only gets calls to make hits.
Yeah, he made fun of him for
making
recording with
Maroon 5
and Taylor Swift. Yeah, those were funny. He made fun of Metro Boomin. He made fun of Rick Ross. He said that J. Cole's diss was weak. He made fun of fucking everybody.
He said, what is this 20v1?
And he kind of is.
He made it that.
There's probably all very good reasons to why, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Because these guys wouldn't do it for nothing.
What do you mean?
Like, maybe Drake has been up to no good?
I just hope we get a good response from somebody.
We will.
Rick Ross's response was, I don't even know why he made a diss track. Rick Ross
made a diss track.
He got bored. He got bored and he started spitting on like an Instagram live.
It sucked. It sucked.
He was like by the pool like rapping, right? Or some shit. Or saying some shit.
Corny. Cooked him.
Drake kind of went.
Who would have thought it would have been him of the three? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't think Drake is like a bad rapper. I just don't think that's his lane of music.
Well, he's like half and half, I would say. A lot of his hits are sing songs.
The only thing I don't like about Drake is that I feel like he bites off of artists like intentionally, like with no shame.
What do you mean bites
off? He'll just steal a flow, like exactly. Yeah. Or like he'll like basically use the same beat on a song as somebody else and then just rap over it like the exact same way and it'll be a hit. It works.
He's kind of smart for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's also shitty.
I would need a Kendrick response.
Yeah, I agree. I hope that he responds. I mean, I think out of everybody there is that Drake dissed, he's the one to give a good response.
I don't think he's going to give it the time of day, to be honest with you.
He also gave it the most to him.
Yeah.
In the song.
It's because he started it, pretty much.
Drop down and give me 50.
Drop and give me 50.
That's what Drake said that the label said to Kendrick.
Yeah, I don't know if it meant that he had
50 songs.
50 songs? I thought it was that he was giving like 50% royalties to the place he signed to.
Played into that too, but
I think it's
a like
number of things. But
yeah. I didn't hear. Well, I didn't hear the whole song, but that's kind of a. That's kind
of. I think he also paid like 50 mil to leave, Top Dog.
Really?
Yeah, something crazy.
He left Top Dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He made his own PG Lang.
Yep.
Who runs Top Dog now?
Fuck if I know.
Absol.
Cesar.
Maybe.
Let's be real. I think what's his name? What's his name just came out with an album, Schoolboy Q, but he's like fucking old and kind of irrelevant at this point.
Did you see Schoolboy Q on fucking The Cave with Kenny Beats?
No, I didn't.
It was fucking terrible.
Really?
Like, I'm not surprised. He made it terrible on purpose for some reason. He's like, I don't even want to be here. I'm just going to get high and fucking. Like, the way The Cave is structured, like, they sit together, they just like banter. Kenny makes a beat. Then they go in and do it, and Schoolboy Q was like, yeah, I'm here. My album's out. And while Kenny's making the beat, he already goes in there, into the booth, and he just starts, like, fucking mumbling. And then Kenny doesn't even know that it's, like, recording and on, and he's like, oh, okay, I guess we're done.
Oh,
it was
that's weird.
Fucking bad.
Really? That sucks. Because he probably has, like, artists lined up. Because it's like seasons.
That
would have
been
right?
A hype episode.
It could have been.
It could have been, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he hasn't been great since that one album. I don't even know what the hell it's called.
Oxymoron.
One,
Blackface,
right?
Yeah. Maybe?
No, it was Oxymoron.
That was a long time ago.
I know. It was like 10,
like
20, probably 10.
13 or
yeah,
something.
No. No, it's like 10 years ago.
Dude,
I don't think
it's old, bro.
Oxymoron came out in like
2015, 2016.
No, it wasn't
the same one as him.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm thinking
about
of
that
like
one.
Blankface,
200, and Num Num Juice on it.
That's Crash Talk.
That's Crash Talk.
That one was pretty good. I liked Crash Talk.
It was okay.
That was like 2019, 2018.
Yeah. Oxymoron, that's the deluxe, but it says 2014.
Yeah, long ass time ago.
10 years now. That's what I said. I said that 10 years for
Crash Talk was 2019.
And then Blue something, right? What was it called?
Yeah,
like Blue Lips is 2024. It wasn't bad. I think I saved like 4 or 5 of the tracks.
All right. Meat. You want more meat?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What are we eating?
I want your wing.
I don't
That's
have
the
a
kind
wing.
Of meat I want.
I don't got a wing.
This guy gets so upset, dude.
Merc, what's your wing?
I didn't have a wing. I just had a question for Bob. I just had a question. We were speaking a little bit ago
in Sims.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And you had a gripe with me about my preference of pretzel that we spoke on last week.
You said fucking Annie Ann's is a better pretzel than Philly pretzel.
Yeah.
You said it's always warm, it's always fresh. No, the fuck it's not. It's only warm because it sits in a fucking warmer.
Why don't they do that at Philly Pretzel Factory?
Because they make those fresh every day, and if you keep them in a warmer, they're going to get hard.
They make Annie Ann's fresh every day, too. No. You see them twirling that bitch.
You literally watch them twirl that shit. I never watched the people at Philly Pretzel Factory twirl some shit.
That's an art. Philly Pretzel Factory is an art.
No, dude, I think Annie Ann's takes the cake, dude. No. There's no way.
Annie Ann's is only good because they smother it in butter.
No, dude. No, yes. Sean. It's warm. It has butter. It has salt.
I'm kind of with Bob on this one, actually.
It is smothered in
butter. Dude, they're really, like, even the normal pretzels. Have you ever had a normal pretzel at Annie Ann's?
Yes.
They're fucking disgustingly buttery.
They're good, though.
They're not really disgustingly buttery. They are good.
They're so good.
No, they're so good. It doesn't mean they're not so disgusting.
They're so thin.
That's good. That's too much dough in a Philly pretzel.
Fuck no.
I don't like my dough.
Also, you love the fucking birthday cake and you lack the knowledge. You didn't even know what fucking color it was. Blue is cotton candy. Fuck all of you. It's cotton candy.
I think I said that.
I never had it. Nobody said cotton candy. Cotton candy didn't even come out of anybody's mouth.
No, it didn't.
Only this fucking clown bozo bitch ass was like, I don't know if I've ever had that. And Merck's like, bro, I literally ate it here. It was blue. That's cotton candy.
I had it at the old house.
He was wrong.
They had it at the old house.
Birthday cake here, too. And me and you were eating the shit out of it.
I was putting cookies in that shit, dude.
It's so good. It's so good.
I was putting literally everything in that dip, dude.
Annie Ann's can't compete with the dips.
The dips are goated. I like those dips.
Bro, Annie Ann's has a good glaze flavor, though.
Do they even have dips?
They have dips.
Oh, yeah, bro, they have dips.
I know what you're talking about. You're actually wrong.
Referring to.
Yeah, because you've never had it. You're actually just wrong.
Me?
Isaiah has flipped back and forth three times.
I'm not trying to fence it or anything, but I know the truth. I mean, shit, man. I used to go to Annie Ann's all the time because I worked at the fucking mall.
That shit's gas. That was cool lemonade, dude. A freezing cold lemonade.
I wouldn't always want the fucking sugary, powdery, cinnamon toast crunch ass pretzel. Sometimes I would just want the plain pretzel.
Yeah, which is gas.
Give me a dip on the side and the glaze dip and like the, I don't, they had different dips and they were good. They were all good.
They're all
caramel,
good, dude. Yeah.
Listen,
good
too.
They got caramel.
Listen to me. I'm not saying that Annie Ann's is bad.
You're saying Philly pretzel is better.
Significantly.
I agree.
No, it's dude. It's comparable to a Wawa pretzel,
and it
brother.
Is cheap.
No,
it's
no,
comparable.
No,
it's comparable.
You're smoking.
You're smoking
baked ziti right now, bro. You're smoking something wrong.
Smoking that lasagna pack.
No,
Merk, you're losing me, bro.
No, dude. Wawa soft pretzels, mid at best.
They're just convenient.
They are comparable. I know the Philly's better, but
they're not comparable.
If you go to Wawa, though, are you really going to choose the Wawa soft pretzel over the Dots? Pretzels.
Also, Sean's a sick fucking freak for talking about the burnt part on the bottom.
dude!
And Mark says, I feel less and less bad about calling him a freak every week.
But no, you leave out the part, the hot dog with the cheese.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Bob, have you ever done that?
No.
You?
No, right. I haven't done it, but I also don't think it's that weird.
It's really good, brother.
No.
What I imagine... You're talking about opening up like a little dip of cheese, right?
No, the whole container.
Like
3 gallons.
You're saying like the thing you fill it up with.
3 gallons.
You would dip your hot dog in there, right?
Wait,
I would
explain.
Go. This
would...
No. I'm going to explain it. Because this is what I thought
even
meant last week. Shut the fuck up. All right, when you go to the movie theaters, have you ever seen, you work there.
Yeah.
They take the fucking cheese and they literally put, like they squeeze it into the fucking thing, right?
I don't know what he's talking about.
He's saying cheese comes prepackaged.
I know, yes. But what he's saying is he dipped his hot dogs into the prepackaged cheese of like the big vat that you pour in.
No big vat.
That's what he said, the big container.
There is, the Regal near me does have that big vat.
I don't know.
And I was picturing that he was dipping, dude. Like, all right, you know when you go to, like,
I know what you're talking
like,
about.
If you go to a baseball game, right, and you get ketchup, there's like the fucking there's a plastic bottle thing. Dude. All I could imagine is him just taking the lid off of that
of the
and just like I don't dunking his
from
fucking
the conversation
hot dog in
of
it.
Last week. I don't know where you got that from.
That's what I imagine.
He was talking about the different cheeses at the movie theater. He's talking about the little fucking cups.
Are you talking about the little cup? That's what I asked him, and he said no.
I go wrist deep, bro.
I go wrist deep in a 4-inch tall cup.
I make it work.
4 inches is generous.
Probably.
I don't see the problem, you know? You guys have issues. I'm the normal one.
Dude, we can't let him get past the
fucking sack of fake butter that we have to put in. That's different. That comes in like a fucking sack. that you have to refill.
I think we moved past that he flakes off the burnt part of a pretzel too quick, dude.
Wait, what do you mean flakes?
I wouldn't rip that off to eat it individually. I just eat it with the pretzel.
I don't rip it off. I bite it off.
So what you're telling me, right, if we went to the Melting Pot in King of Prussia, where they do fondue and you get to dip whatever you want in cheese, you're taking a big, fat, wet hot dog.
Why is it wet?
Why you got wet wieners?
It was boiled. It was a boiled hot dog.
And you're putting that shit wrist deep inside that fucking melting pot of fondue and cheesing it up with your grimy fucking hands.
You already know that Sean has no respect for sauce. He will drown whatever he's using in it. Drown it. Like, up to his fingers. It doesn't matter.
Wrist deep, dog. Minimum. Because then you take the whole thing, if you can fit your hand in your mouth, and you just put it all
your hand too?
Up to your wrist.
Well, yeah, up to your wrist, and you lick it off your hand. So all you have... The hand is more real estate for more sauce.
No,
there is no next bite. There's one bite.
Yeah, yeah.
The hand is more real estate for more sauce that you can't fit on whatever you're eating, in this case of the hot dog.
Exactly. And my hand is just as clean afterwards as it was beforehand.
My hand is as clean, if not cleaner, than this dirty dog.
That's true, too.
Wow. If Sean could have four hands for sauce, he would, dude.
So, I think the premise is that I will be bringing hot dogs and cheese, and we're going to try it, and you're going to like it.
I'm not going to try it.
Really? Why not?
Don't fuck with hot dogs.
I thought you kind of like hot dogs. All right. Isaiah, you're trying it then.
All right. Guess what time it is?
Oh.
Quizzo.
Quizzo. Yeah. It's Lizzo time.
Lizzo time.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to body shame my dancers.
You need to gain like 300 more pounds
first. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Well, we can say that.
What?
We can say that.
All right, number one.
Quiz it up.
In which movie did Leonardo DiCaprio finally win his first Oscar for Best Actor?
Ooh. I got it.
Ooh.
I got
shit.
It.
Shit.
I think I have this one. I got it.
I don't know if that's right.
I could be wrong.
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Gotta give them answers.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Oh, wow. Through the Wire.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
By Kanye West.
Good. Good. Bob?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Bomb.
Bomb. Bomb.
Bomb. Bomb. Bomb.
Number two.
Sus. Walks.
God, show me the way before I forget the words. Number two.
Break it down.
What is the term for the study of the Earth's physical structure and substance, its history, and the process that acts on it?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
Now that I'm
up.
Reading that like out loud, it's kind of crazy.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Repeat it.
What is the term for the study of the Earth's physical structure and substance, its history, and the process that act on it? Processes that act on it.
I feel like
is there like an umbrella term we're looking for?
I feel like that's what we're going for.
Am I going with like,
is it a word we know?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt, brother.
Oh, no doubt, brother. The Lord is with you.
I feel
always.
Like it's just overcomplicated.
Read it one more time.
I feel like
the question is overcomplicated.
What is the term for the study of the Earth's physical structure and substance, its history, and the processes that act on it? Honestly, bro. Just the first
again.
Part. The first part is all you need.
Say. What's the first part?
Oh my god, dude!
One more time. What is the term for the study of the Earth's physical structure and substance and its and the process?
Got it.
You got the first part at least, dude.
All right. Yeah.
Number three. Which country is both an island and a continent?
I
didn't think that was going to be that easy.
Dude, you smell.
All right, fuck ass. He's up.
Ooh. Number four. What is the capital of Japan?
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't know this.
This might be a trick question.
You guys like rice?
I hope it's not. The other one.
You like rice?
I only know like fucking four places in Japan.
I don't know any. I don't know a single one.
Shibuya.
I think that's a prefecture.
So it's
what the hell's Shibuya? A prefecture?
So it's not Shibuya.
Shibuya.
Okay.
Shibuya.
Dude, oh,
Shibuya,
he's changing his answer.
Yeah.
It's not Shibuya.
Yeah. There's number also.
Dude, I'm buying that shit on Blu-ray.
Nice. Wait, who buys Blu-rays?
Can we watch it?
Yeah.
Season 2.
Isaiah bought me a Blu-ray of an anime.
I did the first anime we watched, Beyond the Boundary.
Mm-hmm.
What was the boundary?
Yeah.
Blood magic.
Blood magic.
And I'm not kidding.
And girls and a girl with glasses.
Okay.
And a pair of pants that traveled between a bunch of girls.
And a genetic boy.
I think you're thinking of a different movie.
Oh.
But you might be in the right ballpark.
Jumanji.
All right, number 5. What was the name
of... It follows.
What was the name of the ship that Christopher Columbus sailed on to the Americas
have this question?
Can I...
1492.
Yes, we did. No, we didn't.
Is there a bonus for if you know the name of the fleet?
What?
He sailed here with 3 ships.
I might be 5 for 5.
He sailed here with 3 ships.
I don't think so.
He did.
Oh, drain it. Yeah.
Well, I only have 1 written down.
Was that
so.
Buddy Hield?
I hope you get the right one.
Better pick. Right?
Yeah, buddy.
Let me see that guy's little nasty little fucking man.
All right, we good?
Batum.
Number 1.
Your cousin Nico.
In which movie did Leonardo DiCaprio finally win his first Oscar for Best Actor?
I'm scared.
Robert.
What? I put The Revenant.
It is The Revenant.
I also put The Revenant.
Good job.
Yeah.
That was one I was unsure about.
Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Yes. Great movie.
It is a great movie.
That came out when we worked there.
I know. It came back into the theaters, too.
Dude.
As they
can
do.
We go see Interstellar? It's re-released.
I'd watch that. Yeah.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Dude, you've never seen
so
it?
What?
It's a great movie.
Dude.
That's one of the ones on my list to be like, yeah, I gotta watch.
Oh, yeah, I gotta. Dude, I'd love to see that.
I'd be down for that.
I've been trying to get Kelsey to watch it, and she won't because she says she's going to cry, but it's okay because she could just cry in the theater.
It was like the debate with like Tim the Tatman and Courage in them for a while of the best movie, and they always said Interstellar. What's the other? I think it has Leo in it. The
Wolf of Wall Street?
No. You're gonna know it. It's like super fucked up.
Oh, Inception.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
No, I prefer Interstellar to Inception.
I've never seen Inception.
I also think
I prefer Tenet to Inception.
Haven't seen either.
That's new.
What,
newer?
Tenet? It's like 2019, 2018.
I was gonna say, it's not been that long.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been a while, bro.
All right, number 3.
Nolan's come out with a lot of movies.
Oh, wait, we're number 2.
Number 2.
I'm mad.
What is the term? What's the term for the study of the Earth's physical structure and substance, its history, and the process that acts on it?
This one, I answered the last one. Fuck you.
Mark. Do you want me to start? I said geography.
I said science.
That's super broad.
I didn't know what he wanted me to
say. I put geology.
I think geology is rocks.
Geography's maps.
I know. That's why I said science, because that covered like everything that he said.
Okay, so what's the answer?
None of us got it.
It's geology.
Yeah. You're fucking lying, bro.
Dip me in mustard,
what
baby.
What the fuck is that,
no,
dude?
No, no, no,
actually,
no.
What the fuck is that?
That's a study of rocks.
It's the study of rocks, dude.
That's geodology.
No, it's geology. It's
the
rocks.
Science that deals with Earth's physical structure and substance in...
Yeah.
I'm
what?
Pissed.
I'm
geo.
Sorry, man.
Geo,
sorry.
Guys. Geo is Earth.
Bro. I thought it wasn't that because I was thinking like, oh, fucking rocks, bro. Like, no, that's
this guy lodged it.
That's bullshit.
Hey, I didn't do it. Number 3.
I was thinking too heavy.
You spink.
Number 3, which country is both an island and a continent?
Australia.
Australia, mate.
Let's go, mate.
There we go.
I think the Phillies win.
I already fucking won this.
Get his ass out of here.
What is the capital of Japan?
Oh, this one I'm not sure about. I might actually lose this week.
I said Tokyo.
T-O-K-Y-O.
Is it really Tokyo?
It's probably fucking Kyoto, bro.
I said Ikenawa.
I didn't even think of Kyoto.
No.
don't think it's Tokyo though.
It's Tokyo.
I think it's Tokyo. I'm chalked.
Where are
I'm
the scores? So chalked. I have three.
I have two.
I'm fucking
clean slate.
I'm chalked.
He's gonna get all five.
I know.
I can't believe I said fucking science, bro.
As soon as I got geology, I got all five.
I'm such a bonehead.
I was like, there's no way it's Tokyo. That sounds too easy.
And I thought, there's no way it's fucking geology. It's fucking rock.
Dude, that fart stinks. I'm sorry.
Gemology.
Why did you read that long-ass definition instead of just saying rocks, bro?
For real,
you're
dude.
Confusing us.
You Googled it, and that's what came up.
You can just say rocks, dude. You can just say rocks, dude.
All right, last one. What was the name of the ship that Christopher Columbus sailed to the Americas with in 1942?
Petrology is the study of rocks.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. The Mayflower.
It's also mineralogy.
Oh, damn, that's right. I'm wrong, dude.
I also put the Mayflower.
Put the but Santa also, Maria.
It's Santa Maria.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The
Mayflower is the Pilgrim.
Yes, that's the one we had.
Damn it. The Nina O, the Pinta O, Santa Maria. I do you in the bottom of your drink of sangria. Nachos and lemon heads on my dad's boat.
I wrote all three.
Because my dick can't float.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Step Brothers, you fuck ass. Get a clue.
So we got
get a clue.
We got three, and he got four. So that means that us three are drinking.
I wrote all the ships. I wrote all of them.
There's more than that.
Nina O, Pinta O, Santa Maria. There was three.
That's crazy. All right, what are you
the
drinking?
Boats and Hose. Yo, give me a squirt of this, dude.
There's not much left.
Thank
I'm going to drink it all.
Hot
I'm going to drink it all.
I'd rather just take a shot. Okay. You only have vodka.
I'll drink it all.
Tequila has... unless you want to bug tequila.
Why is it still down here?
So you can drink it?
Where? I don't see
it. It's a little guy. You want it? Here, give me it.
I don't want it. I don't want it. All
right, then you want the vodka? I don't want either.
Oh my
God.
What are you doing over there, man?
I'm drinking the rest.
I'll just do this.
He's right here.
He's clean now. He's like see-through now.
Yeah, that's sterile.
Oh, whoa, dude.
I was going to throw it, but I didn't want to break anything.
You good?
Yeah.
Here, can you pour this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I didn't want
to. You're the bartender, so do your job.
Dude, that shit is almost as vile as vodka. I mean tequila.
It literally smells like cleaning product.
It smells like rubbing alcohol, and it feels
I'm
like
excited.
It too.
I think it's
Sean.
The
you gonna have
shit
some with me?
No.
What are you having?
Hot sauce.
That's the shit that cures COVID.
Baby stuff.
No one saw that play.
It's actually really spicy.
Did you hear what I almost bought you today, and I forgot?
You didn't explain.
I definitely
what's
did.
The buffalo or the original?
The brand.
Buffalo or original?
No. I said matcha chili soda.
It sounds disgusting.
I would have found a way to
says
like it.
Says it's a limited edition flavor.
I wonder why. Oh, lemon drop.
Beep boop.
Mark, you took your shot without us, dog.
Yeah, I just wanted to slam it. I wanted to make it sweet.
I don't like that.
I'll let Nas down.
Make me wet. Make me high.
All right, here we go. Cheers, Thinny. Cheers, Tana.
Nico's wet right now. You kind of took that like a fucking Donkey Kong, dude.
Holy shit, man. That might be worse than the vinegar.
Dude, what do you think?
Give me that.
Donkey Kong's bench press PR is.
Dude, way up.
Way
700
up.
Plus.
Probably. How much do you think Donkey Kong weighs? Yo, pull that up. How much does Donkey Kong weigh?
178.
No, he's fucking
670.
He's like
pounds.
He's at least 350.
I don't know how big of a gorilla is he.
He's got to be huge.
It says 800 pounds.
Holy fuck, dude! He's benching 1200 easily. Then,
dude, I love that clip of Joe Rogan where he's talking about the fucking the gorillas.
Ooh,
the silverbacks or diamondbacks. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, and he makes that sound.
Yeah, he's like. Ooh.
I like when people like clip it together with random shit. Like someone will ask him like a serious question, and then it's clipped in going. Ooh.
He must have been so fucking high.
800 all pounds.
Right. Somebody has asked how much Donkey Kong can bench press, and nobody gave him an answer.
What, on Reddit?
No, on Game Facts. 14 years ago.
14 years ago?
Wow.
Damn, he was real ass.
What's that mean?
Whoa. Whoa. Wait a minute.
This came up.
He's real ass.
Bob doesn't know this yet, but we did name that player last week.
Didn't know yet, because you didn't give me the fucking files
and
see all the...
And nobody got it.
I told them what this week's is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't do it.
What?
True,
I forgot it, too.
But I didn't make...
He knew that we would forget.
I didn't make anything, so... But I'll bring it back at some point, because I know Bob has a weird thing for it.
I love it.
It is fun.
It's not.
It
I
is
love
fun.
You.
I'm really good at it.
Not last week.
Yeah. Well, you're not good at it
this
either.
This says, canonically... Donkey Kong has punched the moon out of the sky so he can bench press most anything.
I need water.
It's here.
Not bad.
Why?
Yeah. Here, pour it into my cup.
Yeah, I'm a bartender.
Hey, Sean, some bunny loves you.
Oh,
what the heck?
He's like 4'4 with that.
Isn't that cute?
Isn't that Sam? Holy shit. Holy fuck.
That's a magic trick, bro.
That was a deep pour. That was a 2-foot pour.
That was
Why are you holding it down there still?
So?
I'm
going to
drink it down
rim.
There.
So he doesn't spill it.
Drink it down there.
Like a dog. Like
all right, get out of my goddamn bar. Okay. I'm done.
This guitar off.
Wait, can you guys pay?
Crunchy while I'm wet. Give me next week, buddy.
You poured water on me. No.
I paid somebody while I was away. They said they'd do it to you.
I'm going to go eat wings somewhere else.
Figure that out.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at pub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.